Blog Talk Radio.
Nation, Giant fans all over the world. This is the Shakedown Sports Podcast and the AM. It's a word, it's a title. It's a work in progress. You know what I'm saying? Don't fall in love with that, America. Don't fall in love with that. You know what I mean? Because I don't know what we're going to do with that one. But either way, it's Thursday. It's scheduled release day. It's May 11th. 2023, wherever you're at in the world, if you're headed to the job, if you're headed to the gym, if you're making breakfast, if you're in the house doing laundry, if you're cleaning, if you got a day off, or if you're at work chilling at the desk, welcome, welcome, welcome. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate your time. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and strap yourself in, sit down. It's early in the morning, so I can't tell y'all to go ahead and drink responsibly or whatever, but like, make sure you get your coffee, make sure you get your, you know what I mean, all your little TikToks and all that. Make your little mouthpiece noises, get yourself straight, it's all good. And we're going to talk about these New York football Giants. New York football Giants, I'm telling you now, I saw something last night that sparked fire. It's like, yo, I'm so afraid of the Eagles, huh? Why y'all so afraid of the Eagles? You know what I mean? Like, I understand that they all getting bad and, you know, they drafted this, that, third. I don't understand why y'all so afraid. You know what I mean? Have we done enough? You know, are we still going to keep ourselves in the bottom of the basement? You know what I mean? It's like, mama, make me some of them sandwiches. You want to do anything like that? I don't know. I don't think so. But either way, don't matter to me. Because all you got to do is get on the field and play. That's all you got to do. All you got to do is get on the field and play. And I think that we got some talented brothers and some talented people that's going to get on the field and play this year. You know what I mean? Despite what y'all think. Because I'm going to tell y'all now, for the people that know, and I'm going to double back. But for a while, man, I didn't even want to talk about football. I didn't want to talk about sports. I didn't want to talk about nothing. Because it was just other energy. You know what I mean? We all know that energy has faded away now. People are kind of blending back together, which is a good thing. But you still got some daggone delinquents out there that's still going to sit there and push the daggone narrative about some one person, and everything is just going to die because of this one person. And shit got nauseating for me. You know, and people's like, oh, just ignore it. Don't pay no attention to it. It's like, no, it ain't that easy, son. It ain't that easy. Because it's all in your face. It's all in your face. I'm going to do what the brother recommended that I do and hit y'all over the head with this right here. You know what I mean? It's a vibe. It's just a vibe. But what I am going to do is going to go ahead and rock out. We're going to, before we get into that, let me see. Let me stop you real quick. Stop that right there. Stop tape. And I'm going to let y'all ride out with this one. And I'll be right back. Jumping right back on in there like that. Yesterday, I had us going 12-5, looking at our opponents. And as usual, at this time of year, in this position, you know what I'm saying? You kind of don't know what to do. Because you look at these teams, you look at the schedule, you be like, well, we could beat them. And then you look at another dude, you be like, we could beat them. And then you go on and on and on, and before you know it, yeah, they racked up 12 wins. And everybody was like, what? Crazy. This may be, you know what I'm saying, based off my profession, what I do for a living, how long I've been studying it, they do typically say that sometimes you may unwire yourself from trying to rewire everybody else. You know what I'm saying? It's a little psychology play on words. But at the same time, quite sane. Quite sane. You know what I'm saying? But I still, it's the number. It's the number, really. You know what I mean? It's like 12-5. New York Giants, 12-5. It's a placebo type thing. It's supposed to get you all shocked. You know what I mean? I'm ghastly. Like, Cyclone Blue. He said 12-5. Well, we'll see how it plays out, but I got to stand on it now because I said that shit on national TV. But at the same time, I'm not worried. I ain't worried, America. I ain't worried at all. And I don't know if I can, I just probably do this, see if he, or maybe he could have did it himself, but I ain't going to say nothing, but got some people walking in, and you know what I'm saying? Everybody grab a seat. We just arrived and we just getting started, so don't even worry about it. But yeah, I had us going 12-5. You know what I mean? Because I'm looking at these opponents, man, and I'm looking at us, and I'm looking at the maturation process, and I just gotta assume. I gotta assume that we ain't gonna take a step back. Now, not with this regime. Now, if it was with some other folks, I'd be like, all right, well, you know what I'm saying? Well, I always jump out the window at this time of year anyway. So, I mean, it's pretty consistent, if you ask me. So, but we'll see how it plays out. But when the schedule actually comes out, make sure y'all tune into the Shakedown Sports Podcast for our YouTube show tomorrow evening. You know what I mean? Because I don't know why I was thinking all week that wake up like Christmas morning and the schedule will be already under the tree. All we got to do is unwrap that shit. But the brothers let me know last night. I'm like, Pete, that ain't the case. Your ass got to wait till 8 o'clock at night. I was like, oh. But either way, we're still going to talk about it because we got one on the docket that they already released, which is, I think it's Christmas Day. We play the Eagles. And I just was talking about these fans. I don't know why our Giants fans always shitting. They always uplift the Eagles and shit on us. I don't understand that. Even though they you know what I mean, they drafted well. They got a nice team. But all in all, I'm like, man, fuck them Eagles, bro. I mean, times. Hold on. I mean, how many times they gonna have our number? You know what I mean? So, you know, no matter me. But real quick NBA news for the people. You know what I mean? Had some games today. Seems like the Warriors beat the crap out of the Lakers. Couldn't close out onto a game six. So, this is a good series, man. I don't know who's like head and tails above in the NBA. I don't think any team has really kind of like solidified themselves, other than probably not even for real. Because Phoenix might, you know, get them up out of there. Which is funny because I really don't want Phoenix to win. I know Nacho. I know that's your team, bro, but. Because of Durant, I don't want them to win. That's right. I said it. Because of Durant, I don't want them to win. Because that motherfucker going all around town trying to find a team that's going to like him long enough for his ass to get another ring. That's what I feel. So I said it. It is what it is, but that's how I feel. And he halfway, and he need to cut his head. BDB will not get a championship, and that's it. No championship for you, BDB. But good luck in Phoenix. And you can't even get the team right because, well, scratch that comment. All I was going to say, I don't like Chris Paul either. I like Devin Booker. I like Aiden. And the rest of the squad. But them two Bamas, they didn't go. So I hope they lose. But either way, that's a good series. Late on the Knicks, shouts out to all the Knicks fans. This is, you know, the founder, members of the show, of the Shakedown Sports Podcast, originated in New York. We talk about the New York football Giants. We hip-hop through and through, which birthed in New York. So it's only right to give props to all the Knicks fans out there because you guys won. I'm surprised at the Heat, man. Even after that first series, once my Milwaukee was knocked out, I was like, oh, shoot, Knicks might have a nice little walk to get to the promised land. But Heat and Jimmy Buckets were like, nah, Jimmy want more. He dropped out there like, boom. I don't know what the hell is going on with Jimmy Buckets, but he got activated and he getting active. So shouts out to the Heat, but Knicks won last night to series is now 3-2. Lakers and Warriors is now 3-2. And I think Denver is also 2, I believe. And the Celtics and Philly are also 3-2. So it was a hell of a playoffs, man. These NBA playoffs has definitely kept me alive all season, especially dealing with them funky-ass Giants fans. You know what I mean? I can't stress that enough. Some of y'all still out there acting crazy, but that's fine. You'll be out there like that Batman game. It was the Arkham Asylum and all those little crazy-ass dudes, especially when you had it in, like, X-ray form. Them bandits be looking crazy running up on you. You know what I mean? That's exactly what y'all, y'all all Arkham Asylum escape inmates running in the yard. That's funny. But either way, that's what y'all are. So live and suffer, especially when Roy Barkley gets signed. All I'm doing is waiting on the time for that to happen. But, so yeah, we play the Eagles on Christmas Day. That's been one game that's been leaked thus far, and I'm gonna check the Twitters to see what else other news then popped off overnight. What's going on with Bo Jackson? Bo Jackson said he had hiccups since July. Doctors don't know. That's some TMZ shit. Well, how the hell do you have hiccups since July? What? That's not my fault, America. As soon as I clicked on Twitter to see what other new games popped off overnight, that's what I saw. It's the first thing I saw. Bo Jackson said he had hiccups since July. What is it, May? Long ass time.
That don't sound right.
That doesn't sound right at all.
It's consistent hiccups? Like, you just hiccuping all day?
You just hiccuping all day. Like, how can you talk? Ain't nobody talking to you for too long. That's crazy. I'm gonna read this story. I'll read it later. But another interesting story that popped up last night that I saw, and I actually did read that article briefly on Giants Wire, where it was talking about Feliciano now playing for the San Francisco 49ers, as you guys know or may not have known. But yeah, John Feliciano, our former center, now playing for San Fran, is very excited and can't wait to see us in the field. You say look forward to. I think he was talking about some smoke. He really wasn't. It's an article, must do about nothing. But, you know, clickbait.
It was nothing. He basically said he wanted to play us the first game.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the clickbait headlines was trying to get me all riled up. It's like, oh, shit, what John Feliciano got to say? But he didn't really say nothing, really, so I ain't going to bring the smoke to his front door like that. But do you think it's a thing that former players, I mean, even from his standpoint, you know, he probably thought that he was in the building, you know what I'm saying? He was like, yeah, I did enough to ace that test. I did enough to get that job. And then they hit you with, you know, we'll call you. And I might be a little tight about that.
He felt some kind of way. Like, he felt he was good enough to stay on the team and to get paid. But then they said, now we're going to move on. Now he want to show them what he got.
Right now, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm going to prove to you. Like, dude, I was like, didn't you get replaced by Bredesen? Or Nick Gates or something, I don't know. I just thought that was funny.
Wait them 49ers fans acting like he the best thing since sliced bread out there.
I know. Like, Matt Purdy? I know Purdy probably thinking different. Like, well, we'll see about how much protection he can really provide. But either way, that's funny as hell. Hiccup since July. That's insane. Never know what you read.
Care of Eric's problem. I don't
never know what you're reading on these on this internet these days. They be changing all kinds of shit, altering everything. But I think the season is kicking off with the Lions. I think they just announced on Monday night.
The Giants?
I got a not the Giants. This is just regular NFL season. I just saw it on First Take where they had a schedule.
Well, they starting to leak it.
They starting to, so if I heard that correctly, the Lions, I forgot who their opponent was. I'm going to look it up real quick. I don't want to run. You lying about that 117, right?
That's why I got blamed.
Yeah. Man, you weren't lying about that. He said, that's all you need. I was like, hell yeah. You got a nice vibe to it. It's just a vibe. Let's see what we got here. Shit, I hope we open this. It says here on NFL Network, the headline reads, 2023 NFL schedule release. Dolphins, Jets, 49ers, Eagles, Giants, Eagles, Bengals, Chiefs, matchups announced. That's what the headline read. That's kind of reads funky. Okay, go down to us. It says here, New York Giants at Philadelphia Eagles. Okay, that's December 25th. So this is the Christmas game. We go to the link on this day. 4:30 p.m. start on Christmas Day, son, against the Eagles. What? I'm waiting for that. Waiting for that. Okay, so these, I see what they did. So NFL Network just put a couple of games on their premier matchups. And,
I think if you go to NFL.com, you can see, I think they put up all the international games. We'll be playing an international game.
Oh, sweet.
Last night's game.
Let's go. Let's see. NFL. Schedule release. 2023. Okay, yeah, so that's what I was saying. So Lions and Chiefs. I'm on NFL.com now. Lions and Chiefs is going to be a 2023 kickoff game. That's going to be on September 7th on NBC at 8:20 Sunday night. Let's see, on the Sunday night football. Or Monday night. Is it kicking off on Sunday or Monday? Let's see what September 7th is. September 7th, Thursday. Thursday night game. So, America, Lions and Chiefs. And then I'm going to go here, see what the overseas joints are.
Lions and Chiefs, that should be interesting.
I know,
interesting,
right?
Matchup.
Especially for the Chiefs.
People,
I mean,
I don't know. People still sleeping on the Lions, man. The Lions then came up, bro.
I agree wholeheartedly. They drafted well. They got, it looked like Dan Cam, no relation, out there. He getting settled in. They got his squad playing well, man. And they got some players, too. They did another. They had a nice draft.
Sure did.
Nice. So we got, the five international games was announced. Got Atlanta Falcons and Jacksonville, of course, in UK. That's on October 1st. Comes in week 4. 9:30 a.m. start. Wembley Stadium, Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville is like they've been adopted because they playing in UK twice. So are they going? Are they trying to change the Jacksonville Jaguars into an international team? Because they always over there. But so they over there twice.
Always.
They play Atlanta over there on October 1st, and I guess Jacksonville is going to stay because October 8th they play the Bills. So they there. They out there for 2 weeks this year. The next game is Baltimore Ravens versus the Tennessee Titans. That comes October 15th in week 6. And then we got Miami and Kansas City in Germany. That comes in week 9, November 5th. And then Indianapolis Colts versus the Patriots. That's also in Germany. And that comes November 12th and week 10. So recapping, you got week 4. Week 5, week 6, and week 9, and week 10 are all the 5 international games. They're not going to Mexico again?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a success.
Nope. I think it's just London and Germany this year.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. I thought that was a success. And, so first time ever, they are going to have a Black Friday game, November 24th on Prime Video. There's going to be a Black Friday game, Dolphins versus the Jets, on November 24th on Friday after Thanksgiving. So are they still going to have the Thursday game, too? Or are they just moving it? Let's see. It looks like we're gonna have football on Thursday for Thanksgiving and a Friday game.
Wow.
Okay, NFL. So y'all just see how the players feel about that. Y'all know if y'all ever had a company, it was like, we working on weekends, all the management be like, yes, it's going to be great. It's going to be so good. Employees be like, man, fuck this job. Mad as hell. I said, we got to play on Thursday and Friday. They be mad at the other teams. They be mad even when they don't got to play. It's like, you ain't got to play on Friday. It's not your team. It's like a steal. I don't like it.
That's funny.
But, yeah, so that's the some of the highlighted games that they announced. So what was your record yesterday, J-Rock? What did you have us at? I know you didn't have a ridiculous 12-5 like me.
I'm saying, but look, I want to see. So it'll probably change tomorrow. But I want to see who we play in the beginning, the first half of the year, and who we play in the second half of the year. So if I had us at 9-8, huh?
9-8.
Okay. 9-8.
Hey, man.
Now, that could change. That could change. The one game that is 50-50 for me is the Jets. And we said this last night on the show. If we play the Jets in the beginning, I think we win. But if we play the Jets late and they get, you know, they start gelling, I think we lose. So that's the one game to put me over double-digit wins.
Okay.
We'll find out tomorrow. Or actually tonight.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's a reasonable premonition. Just look tough. And it seems like their coach finish came full circle. Garrett Wilson and them boys, they got some serious talent over there on both sides of the ball. So I can see that. And that's why I was kind of thinking about the Jets. Our own division, I'm back and forth on as far as the split and who we split with and who we may sweep with. So, you know, it's, you look at these opponents, man, you just say, like, you know, some of it is arrogant, maybe confidence in your own squad, you know, and then you kind of foresee, it's like, nah, wait a minute, man, we was coming together. We are coming together. It's like, no way I can still look at this as a loss with this team. And then, you know, fuck around and end up with 12. But, so we'll see. We'll see. I'm excited, though. Can't believe it. Shit, been a long ass road. I think 7 months ago, I didn't even talk to y'all motherfuckers about football. Not to J-Rock and my peoples, but, you know, everybody else. Man, yeah, absolutely. I'm like, man, I just need to get away from all of this. Too much. Too much. But back in it now, man. And y'all make sure y'all subscribe, download, go to the YouTube channel, Shakedown Sports Podcast Presents on the Shakedown Network on YouTube. Go to the channel, hit the little ringy bell so you can get all the notifications, set the algorithm in motion for us. Y'all make sure y'all download this on Blog Talk. Tune in with us every Tuesday and Thursday morning, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evening on the YouTubes. And also in between times, in the meantime, check out the brothers on the Spaces, you know, shout out to Taz, Mello, Day Uno, and them brothers. Shout out to Big Dash, the Revival, El Jefe, and Vibes, and Mr. Glass Half Full, NYG, and the AM, not in the AM, 22, I think they Heart of the City is their situation, and their, what they're doing. So a lot of good people out there, a lot of good things, especially dealing with these beat writing reporters and everything. We love them to death. Art, you know what I'm saying? Patty Shakes and all this, everybody out there, we love y'all, but definitely come here for the real. You know what I'm saying? Come here for the real. And then Hyatt, Jalen, come holler at us, brother. Come holler at us, man. We love to chop it up with you. You know what I mean? Seeing how you getting adjusted to the New York life, how you getting adjusted to, you know what I mean, the camp and everything. Everybody treating you right, making sure that you stay healthy, stay quick, loose on your feet. Can't wait to see you in the uniform, catch some TD passes, bro. So, definitely going to start putting out the first and welcome you guys to come on, you know, get interviewed. Get a chance to highlight your foundation, your football camps, everything that you got going on now that you're an NFL player, all the things you're doing in the community. Give you a chance to highlight those things and also talk about some sports with some good people. So I'll make sure y'all check us out and tune in. Only getting started. It's only the beginning. So switching gears. What else did I want to kind of touch on? You know, we've got the position battles coming up. There was some, I'm thinking about Flock, man, and I'm thinking about how Flock kind of started out in everybody's mind. And I was like, yo, I think Flock can definitely be an X factor on the outside. Even though I know he played majority slot at LSU, he was inside, and I know his body style is kind of small, or his body type is kind of small. But I was watching, even when he started out in the slot on the film, even at LSU, and some of the routes may take him to the outside, the man was burning very well. He was able to stay at the man's hip, on the inside hip. He used the technique. I said, I think he might work out for us in the, on the outside. And he did. He was doing this thing. So I'm curious of how with Deontay Banks, Dory Jackson, you know, I think Darnay Holmes was, he was retained, right? We got some other cats. I hope Roro is done. I don't want no more. I mean, we got two Williams. I sometimes get them mixed up. I think Roro is the one that be messing up. And then there's another Williams that we got, or Robinson. That's dope. But he got injured all the time. He get injured. Let me look him up, because I don't want to fuck it up.
I mean, we got Aaron Robinson, right? And Odarius Williams.
That's okay, yeah. So Robinson, Aaron Robinson is my guy. Roro Williams is can't get right, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to him, that experiment to go away and then flat maybe. I'm curious where he sits on the depth chart after it's all said and done. That's all. Does Banks overtake him? Because right now I think Flott was playing alongside Odoi. I think he even came in when Odoi went down and played well. So we'll see. But I'm interested to see what Flott has to offer in year two.
I don't remember. I mean, they had Flott all over the place. Didn't he play some safety too?
Did he? I don't know. I don't remember.
I remember him some, you know, couple plays playing safety. But I know they had him all over the place.
They did, and he was like a Swiss Army knife. Oh, man, they took off the depth chart. They must be doing.
No, you got to go to roster.
Yeah. Last week, I was able to go to depth chart, and they had it on there. They were slipping last week. They must have got wind of it. It's like, hey, you got this stuff on here. Take it down. Cornerbacks. Damn, we got a rack of cornerbacks. Okay, yeah, so they have Flott here as a DB.
Mm-hmm.
That would make sense to the safety play, because they got cornerbacks and they got DBs. So why the distinction?
I think because they haven't really solidified what they want him to do. That's what I'm saying. I remember him last year being all over the place, safety, inside, outside. So I think that's why he just said he's a defensive back instead of safety or cornerback. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Yeah, it makes sense. So, yeah, we got Zion Gilbert. He's going to be wearing number 38. So, Florida. He got a Florida Atlantic.
Yeah, we spoke on him on Monday when we were doing the position battles. They shit all over him, man. It was like, that dude's a bum.
The brother did?
Yeah, bro. Bum Stiggity.
At 6'1", we got some tall cornerbacks and DBs.
Yep.
Only Darnay Holmes and Odoree Jackson is under 6 feet. I didn't realize that.
I'm reading that they loving this Trey Hawkins kid. They loving
this kid. Oh man, Trey Hawkins, number 37, 6'3", 195, 22 years of age, rookie out of Old Dominion. I wouldn't be mad. It's a lot of problems. It's a lot of good problems to have. I mean, Nick McCloud, he may be in jeopardy. I mean, maybe not, because he's good special teams. Leonard Johnson, he's a rookie out of Duke. He must be an undrafted cat. He's 6 feet, 194, 24 years of age.
That's the kid who something happened to him. And he wasn't able to go into the draft, but I guess the Giants, the the Giants staff liked him, so they signed him.
Hmm. Yeah, because I didn't see him last week.
This was last year. They signed him once the season was over.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. I think the story is somewhere. But yeah, they was loving this kid from Duke.
Yeah. Well, hold on. It says here he's a rookie.
Yeah. He's a rookie. But I think something happened. I don't know if he got injured and he couldn't come. I forget the story.
Yeah.
But they was really high on this kid.
This should be interesting. They got a rack of, I mean, how many is this? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 cornerbacks on the roster, with two of them having the distinction of DB, but Cordell Flott and Javarius Owens, our rookie, drafted out of Houston. He's 6 feet, 200 pounds.
Mm.
He's the heaviest one too. Well, no, this my guy here, Amani Owuorier, out of Penn State, 5 year player. He's 205. But other than that, got some good lengthy and some good size on these DBs, man. They flipped the script. Where's Love? Did Love leave? Did I miss that?
Love?
Yeah, where's Love?
Yeah, man. He signed elsewhere. What are you talking? You ain't. They let him. They said, we're going to let you go. We're going to let you taste free agency, and he got signed.
Oh, wow. Where did he go? You know?
I'm going to look it up. The Seahawks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I completely forgot about that. That's crazy. You can tell I ain't want to talk about no guy. You can tell I ain't want to talk about no guys, bro. Motherfucker literally made me hate. It was like real love Mary J. Blige song. As soon as Daniel, turn it off. I don't want it. Okay. But it's definitely a quick flip of from height wise, and that these guys, as they can definitely did a targeted on particular measurables that they wanted playing this position for the Giants. No more five dudes. these dudes all 6 feet or up. I like it. Let's see. Wyatt Davis. I'm so curious of what Wyatt Davis does. Is he going to be a dude that was on my radar years ago, especially along with those other linemen that I was clamoring for? I'm so happy that we got Wyatt Davis in the building. I'm curious to see what he do, if he's able, if he's talented enough to win any of these battles, to at least be a solid rotational piece to be in the mix. Sort of like what our guy was doing. What's that dude? He ain't there no more, but y'all know what I mean, though. It's a good rotational piece. Do a quick intermission real quick while I run and go handle something just real quick fast. I'm going to put on this leave y'all with something real quick. I'll be right back. Rock out. and I'm back. So I had to go grab something real quick. And I was like, damn, I can't reach it from here. I need one of those doohickeys or whatever where you can grab shit. It's actually a product for laziness, but I quite love it. Friend of mine or a family member of mine has one. It's like this long extendo thing and got like a little trigger on the gun, but it has these little two clamps at the end of it where you can grab shit. So if you're sitting on the couch and you drop the remote, you can pick that shit up without moving. Like I said, it's a tool for laziness, but at the same time, it's fantastic. I was like, yo, you ain't got to move ever. But either way, let's see what's going on. So, are you afraid of the Eagles, man? Not saying afraid of the Eagles in a manly, literal sense, but I'm seeing a lot of fandom still like, I mean, it's all right to give talent and credit is due and you respect your opponent. That's different. But to... Oh, okay. Hold on real quick. Got some technical difficulties.
I don't think it's scared of the Eagles, but you also have to recognize what they have on that side of the ball. That's a formidable opponent, man. Their whole concept is rotation and replacing guys when guys leave. Hargrave left, damn, there's somebody taking his spot. And they don't even have to draft him. They already got him in the building. So it's like they got the rotation, man. They can rotate in starters. Like, what other team is rotating in starters? They're rotating in second guys or third guys. But the Eagles are rotating in starters, man.
That's a fact.
Like, their backups can start on anything.
That's true. And they are stacked. My only
It's not being scared. It's like, okay, look, I see what they got. Can we match up with it? You know what I'm saying? Because when that offensive line is getting beat, they got other people fresh, ready to come in.
That's
so
true.
Like, you can say you don't care. Oh, I don't care. I hear people on the Twitter. Oh, I don't care what the Eagles did. All right. Once we play them, you gonna care what they got and what they do.
I'm hoping they take
it.
They are, bro. I know they got the whole Georgia defense, you know what I mean? They might as well be called the Philadelphia Bulldogs, and I get that. But I'm hoping that with the new coaching, because the only person that was stayed was Sirianni, you know what I mean? So I guess that's saving grace. I don't know. I think that's the brother
I
even
mean,
chosen
they,
one from the front.
That front seven can shut down.
What's going on,
what's up, E?
Ain't
nothing,
up,
man. I wanted to call and speak to my favorite people on this good morning. What y'all chopping it up for, man? I got two other Giants fans in the building just listening. You know we like to hear good radio. So who better than to call the best radio on the shakedown? So what's
you
up,
know,
brother?
You know what I'm saying? You already know, cousin. You already know. Hey, we just chopping it up about, I just started, you know, because talking about the Eagles. And I know we play them Christmas, so we're going over some of the highlights of the games that's been announced so far, even though the official schedule has not been released. Of course, y'all know they leaking out games here and there. And the Eagles Christmas Day, man. And me talking about, and usually I don't like talk about fans, you know what I mean, because it's fans, whatever. I don't like talk about whatever people think, whatever. Just, you know, come on the show, you say what you want to say, whatever. But I'm tired of fearing the Eagles. And I know I ain't really got no leg to stand on because you can't change your thinking until some shit happens. You know what I'm saying? And what has not happened is us beating these daggone Eagles. So I get it. You know what I mean? You can't say all of a sudden jump out the window and be like, well, we're going to smash the Eagles now. However, I can't stand these Eagles, man. And I know they got a stacked team, but I ain't trying to fear their asses no more. I'm trying to take it to them.
Let me throw some New York blue up in the building. Then let me sprinkle a little bit of Kool-Aid up in there. You feel me? First of all, we need to stop talking about other teams and start talking about our team. We just got an anchor piece in our offensive line that we've been missing for the last 2 years. We just shored up our defense. We're getting the best linebacker in the NFC East in Bobby O. We just shored up our cornerback position and our future cornerback position by getting Deontay Banks. We just got the Biletnikoff winner in the wide receiving department in Jalen Hyatt. I mean, what more do you not want to be excited about? We got pieces like Paris Campbell. We got Darren Waller. We got things that we haven't had since God knows how long. And we don't want to talk about that. We want to talk about what everybody else did. So let's talk about what we did. Let's talk about the tight end position and our receiving core and the problems that we have now, because somebody going to get cut and we're going to be like, damn, that was my boy. That's a good problem. Let's talk about the good problem.
Let's talk about it.
What tight end is better than ours in the NFC East? Exactly. When the last time we said that? Let's get to it.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? And we got our tight end room is definitely boasted in the past year. They got a whole balanced breakfast to deal with over there at that position.
Let's talk about it. Possibly the best tight end group in the NFC. No questions about it. When you think of talent-wise, right? Young, up-and-coming rookie and Bellinger showed what he could do. Dual tight end threat in the run game and the pass game. Got injured hitting his eye, you know what I'm saying, off a freak accident. So obviously he wasn't able to play for a certain amount of games, but came right back into the system, fit like the glove. The MJ, not the OJ, as Shakes would say, right? Came right back in and did exactly the damage that he needed to and helped out in that run game to get Barkley free on them edges and in that end zone with Daniel Jones. Let's talk about it. We don't talk about it enough.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. He already getting there in the lab, working out, you know what I'm saying, seeing what's going on with the peoples. And I got no worries about what our offense can do. But that defensive line is stacked. If anybody that still feels this way, those would be the reasons, right, for their defensive line, their front four, versus our, you know, five. And it is stacked, bro. It is. It's like, it's daunting. My fingers don't even want to type in this team's name, but I'm going to go to their life so I can get their front down and who they going to have to deal with on our side of the house. Let's see what it is. Because I know it was Davis already. Jalen Carter. Ugh. Now I'm here now. Let's see. I'm going to go straight to it. So, man. I got Derek Barnett, Brandon Graham, let's see, Josh, Kentavious Street, Jalen Carter, Fletcher Cox, Jordan Davis. Pretty sure those guys are starters. They got some other guys here. But, they got Morrow Ajomo, rookie from Texas. Know who he is. And he not even a star. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what J-Rock was just saying. Let's see here. Why does it keep saying? Next. And what do you want to do? Remind me in 5 minutes. So, forgive me, America. I'm just in here. Keep getting these prompts. It looks like somebody else to me. Did Shake start the show?
don't know why.
Yeah, I'm saying that too, though.
You saying that too? I'm like, why is it telling me the next show about to start when we already got a show?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Well, we'll see what happens in 5 minutes.
So
it ignore.
And you said all of those names right there, right? LRP, and if I'm not mistaken, that was the Eagles roster, right?
Yeah, that was the Eagles roster. Yes, sir.
That was their defense, right?
Correct.
Okay. So now let's name the Giants offense, which is going to be actually formidable this season with the additions of all of these speedy wide receivers, the fastest wide receivers in the NFL, in Paris Campbell and Jalen Hyatt, vertically. One of the best tight ends in the NFL, barring health, like any player. I hate when people bring up the fact that, oh, barring his health, if he stays healthy. Isn't that every single player in the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
That's my point. Enough said. So let's move forward. So hopefully every single player in the NFL stays healthy, right? So their production can come from their availability. But let's talk about talent. We have a top three, arguably, tight end in the NFL, top five, hands down, no argument there. Jalen Carter and them boys, yes, they are dogs, pun intended, but they ain't never deal with that NFL tight end that has to come across the middle that can lay hands on you at 6'6", 245 pounds, and can run a 4.5 damn near at that size. They haven't had to deal with that. So they're going to make mistakes, and he's going to key in on those, them coming, them crosses and them wheel routes. He's going to key in on that. And then in the red zone, what linebacker going to be able to come stop that? That's the reason why he's a top three, top five tight end, because he's not stoppable. That's the reason. His skill set isn't seen enough because of his injuries. Nobody cares about that. He's healthy right now. Paris Campbell played a whole 17. Oh, because you know he injured this. So what? Saquon Barkley was injury prone. Daniel Jones was injury prone. They both played a whole 17. And playoffs, and was healthy coming out of each game, even the loss. Enough is enough of that shit. I don't want to talk about injuries till it happened. I want to talk about victories, because those happen. This team doesn't
That's
get
true.
Enough credit, and the coaches don't get enough credit.
No, that's true. I mean, like I said, I'm with you. You know what I'm saying? I
get that they are formidable. And if you ask me, this year, this division is a two-team, possible three-team race. You know what I'm saying? With Eagles being number one because of where their stature is and how they've recruited and their draft and all that. They haven't taken a step back. So I got to put them there. But I put the Giants as two. And I put Cowboys
LRP, give me 5 minutes. I'll be right back.
Okay, yeah, no problem. I put Cowboys at three, and I put Commanders at four. That is my prediction on how the rankings may play out as far as in our division. Eagles, Giants, Cowboys, Commanders. But I can foresee the Giants, you know, and it may be – quite potentially is fandom, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think I'm too far-fetched with thinking that we could, you know, be a division leader, you know what I mean? Especially the way they drafted our team. I mean, we got some folks too, you know what I mean? JC, Horsepower, I like them in Alabama. He's been around the block for a while. It's a good player, you know what I mean? That's a good player. And I see him definitely being a main starter. I see him definitely taking a position slot. Let's see, Zudu, I hope he takes a step forward. McKeithen, we haven't really seen, but hopefully, I mean, this dude's 6'7", 335 pounds, man. 22 years old. 22 years old.
Marcus Makita, I am definitely betting on you. And if you can, shoot, man. My vision of having these two guards, North Carolina connection, and then with big, I keep saying, I ain't going to say him, say, was it JSM, right? Is it JSM? I wanted to say JSW. I wanted to say it. But Smitty, you know what I mean? We got Smitty in the middle, and hopefully he's the form.
JMS.
See, I'm still dyslexic. Damn. Theo, I need that teacher that Theo had back in the Cosby Show. Told him how to not be dyslexic no more. That's what I need. You know what I mean? I'd be that motherfucker standing outside the YMCA, be like, oh shit, somebody spelled Macy's wrong.
Yeah.
It's always good when you talk about yourself. So, you know what I mean? I'm on that Eminem shit, you know. I talk about myself first and then throw the mic to y'all and be like, yeah, tell them people something they don't know about me. Fuck it. I don't care. Now Sace is calling. We're going to do it live. I got Sace on the phone. You're going to call me up while I'm live. What's going on, Sace? I got you on speaker talking to the people.
What the hell? I don't see it on the damn studio.
I don't know why. It says here on air, streaming time left, 26 minutes.
Well, you want to set it up for that? All right, there you go. I see it. All right. I'll be there.
All right, Sace is on the way. Heard that conversation live. He was like, oh, shit. But, all right, Sace is on the way. But, what was I saying? I forgot what I was saying. Oh, man. Side note, anybody think Giannis is going anywhere? Anybody think Damian Lillard is finally going anywhere? Rhetorical. But just thought just crossed my mind. That's crazy that they fired. I don't think Giannis is going anywhere, though. They just fired the coach, which was weird. He won them a championship not too long ago. Like, they ain't playing in Milwaukee. He was like, but I just won a chip. He was like, we have no use for you. That's crazy that they're not in the playoffs, though. Boom. Boom. Shouts out to Quez. Sent me a shout out. Sent me a kite. Shouts out to Big Country. Seems like the people have not been able to find us this morning. Well, do apologize about that. I'm not sure what happened. All right. I just got,
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Just, no problem. Just got swooped into a into a conference with my brother. But,
oh, yeah, because I woke up like, yo, what the fuck? Come on! Yo, 2 days in a row, bro. You and J-Rock are my favorite people right now.
Hey, I had no idea that it was already in the works. I said, maybe I should have went to a dashboard or something.
Yeah.
But,
So that's why I keep popping up that message? That's why that message keep popping up?
Yeah. Because it was already set up, bro.
Oh.
My man just jumped the gun, yo. He jumped the gun trying to be fast, but it's all good.
I jumped the gun. You tell me you already had it set up.
You should have
just got finished talking. It was like, oh, in the morning, you got it.
You should have seen that, bro. You came into the joint, you should have looked and said, oh, it's already set. Exactly, bro. But it's all good, bro.
I didn't see it.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great in the future.
It's going to be great in the future. That's a fact. I straight up didn't even look at it. I just jumped on and was like, boom, I'm here.
Damn, yo, you fucked me all up, bro. I'm
so,
waking up like, yeah, about 4 o'clock, baby. I've been on for an hour.
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock start.
I'm like, come on, G. No. See, I know everybody ain't been a part of this conversation, but the original conversation was supposed to be 11 o'clock, Tuesday and Thursday. But my brother said, I got to get to the bag. I can't do it on Tuesday. So I said, okay, brother, you take Tuesday, I've got Thursday. For some odd reason, he just dismissed that.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. All right, so just so I'm clear, on Tuesday we starting at 10 o'clock, which is 11 o'clock y'all time on Thursday.
Yep, that's your day, brother. You tell the people it's your day.
So on Tuesday, because on Tuesday it's at 9 o'clock y'all time, 8 o'clock my time, and on Thursday it'll be 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock y'all time. All right, that's cool. That's cool. Well, my bad, America. My bad. So. We was just talking about Edith Chosen One is it, and also joining us. He came in right at the mark when we was talking about these our fans being fearful of the Eagles. We got them. We know now that we will be playing them Christmas Day. And so I was just piggybacking off of that and be like, why people still fear the Eagles and why they still so down on us. So that was pretty much it. But I realize Jazz fans ain't never happened no goddamn way, so it don't really matter. We suck all the time, according to most people. Never get no better. Nothing ever changes. You know what I mean? Everything stays the same. Nobody learns anything new or different. There's no way any athlete can dig deep and say, I'm going to be better and actually show it on the field week in and week out. So, you know, that's how they think. So it's what it is. Me personally, I'm like, fuck these Eagles. I'm trying to go at their neck, I'm trying to have some baked chicken, some Cornish hens up in the oven. You know what I mean? And we feast. Because we ain't no slouch either, especially with Dave's and the crew and Wink. What you going to do? Motherfuckers going to be coming at you fast. You better not blink. Emerson Smith is a surprise, though. I thought, what is it? It's not even Emerson. It's Ellerson?
Ellerson.
Yeah, Ellerson. This dude is 6'7", 245 pounds, man. 24 years old. I'm going to need to see that. Go ahead.
No, I was just about to say that same sentiment, really. Hold on. Give me a second.
All right.
I didn't want to fuck up my head. But I'll say that same sentiment, really, because, yeah, 6'7 and all that, bro. But what do you do with that 6'7, bro? I don't see shit. I don't see nothing going on. You ain't smacking nobody around. You ain't doing nothing, bro. You ain't tipping the football when the quarterback throw it or nothing. You can use your big old height. You know what I mean? Like, bro, you do nothing. I need to see something.
Yeah, two. Because that weight is ridiculous.
It's crazy. It's crazy. You got so many advantages with that height. Why not use it? That's the thing that I can't stand about tall people. You know what I mean? No disrespect, because I know we got a couple of them all here, but this is what I can't stand about tall people, because they don't use their weight and their height for their advantage, bro. I'm 5'6", bro, and I swear I move like I'm 7 feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Same it. I'm like 5'7". I be forgetting.
Man, and then you just motherfucking weight and height, bro. Fucking big for nothing, bro. I hate that shit. Big lurches.
Yeah. Just be sloving around and whatnot. I'm going to need to see that, man. He's a surprise pickup, though. I'm surprised they retained him. But he must have shown something for them to retain him. You know, or maybe it was because of, you know, depth or whatever.
Is that easy?
Yeah.
He either chose one from the Bronx. What's going on, bro?
No doubt. He popped in. He said he'll be right back. Yeah. Yeah, he said he'll be right back.
Yeah, man. Damn. So what y'all was talking about on the show?
So the morning started off with just pretty much going over the games. I went over some of the games that was leaked. Briefly discussed about the opening kickoff game between the Lions and the Chiefs. And spoke about how the Lions stock has risen. Because when was the last time you seen them on display in an NFL kickoff season game? You know what I'm saying? On Thursday. So the Lions and the Chiefs has been announced as going to be the first game to kick off the regular season. Spoke about the 5 international games. And Jacksonville has 2 of them. They're going to be there for 2 weeks. And we spoke about some conspiracy, you know, my conspiracy black, you know what I mean, about how Jacksonville then kind of, they may be trying to make them international team belonging to the UK. I made a little joke about, well, this is the first time I said it. I thought of it earlier. But like, the UK probably be like, man, we don't want no Jacksonville. Man, let me see here. But, it's a number I haven't noticed before, so I'm just going to go ahead and call her from 434.
434, you're on the shakedown.
You on the Shakedown Sports Podcast, presents in the AM. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace. Name and location, bro. Name and location. What's going on, bro?
What's happening?
Oh, it's country, yo. What's going on, country?
Oh, country. What's up, brother?
Yes, sir. I ain't doing nothing. Just trying to get it done. Trying to get it done today.
No doubt, man. Already, man. Showing love and calling in. What's going on, man? First time on the Shakedown.
Yes,
we appreciate you.
First time caller, long time listener. You know what I mean?
All day.
Already, man.
You know, here's my thing with Philadelphia. They're going to have that Super Bowl hangover that all teams have. Looked up a stat yesterday. Teams that lost the Super Bowl, the next season for them to follow up going back to the Super Bowl, it's only happened 8 times in 55 years. And 4 of those times was the Buffalo Bills. So it's really only been, 5 teams that have actually done it. So I'm telling you, I don't feel like Philadelphia, they're not going to be what they was last season. I think they're going to have that hangover. I think the Giants are the most consistent team coming in. And I'll be honest, the more I've been thinking about Brian Daboll, that man's starting to give me Bill Belichick vibes. I don't know if anybody else has ever thought about that, but his whole vibe, this man is calculating. He is always thinking. He is always figuring out different ways to attack a defense. He's creative in the terms, the way he wants to attack a defense. They're not going to stick to like one simple thing. They're going to do what? They're going to find your absolute weakness, and that's the way this team's going to attack. This offense now has weapons. They've got look, can you imagine Hyatt on the outside stretching the safety, right? Waller coming out, running a seam, and then Robinson coming in on a slant underneath that. That whole side of that field is going to be wide open.
Yeah, that's true.
And then if you get everyone shifting to that one side, then you got, if you leak Saquon out on the left side, he's going to be one-on-one with the linebacker. Well, we know that's a win.
I agree.
So my thing is, go ahead.
No, I was just going to jump in and say I agree with you because when I was J-Rock and I was telling them, they lost their coordinators. You know what I mean? Their coaching staff has been kind of plucked. And I'm curious to see if they can keep that same attack, their same blueprints on being able to make adjustments and counteract and this, that, and the third. While we are in the second year of ours, and Kafka, I can tell in the beginning, I was loving the way he was kind of, you can tell that the drives that we were having early in the season, he was setting people up for stuff. You know what I'm saying? He would do a whole bunch of same plays, but same looks, but different players being targeted, different hot routes, different hot receivers, different hot running backs, whatever. And then he would, towards the end, once we got in the 20 in the green zone, you would see those same plays, but being executed in a different way. And you could tell that he was setting them up for that, especially with the bootleg and this, that, and the third. This is his second year being able, and now he got all these toys, man. I'm like, I'm just not fearing them as most people, you know what I mean?
And let me add to you on this. Think about this. There was a few times in a couple of different games that dude ran the same play like four and five times in a row. Who does that? Andy Reid. Andy Reid is the only one that you will see run the same play back to back. And this is the mentality. And we know that in the NFL, sometimes coaches get away from what's working, right? Like I've seen it happen so many times where teams like just running the ball over another team. And then all of a sudden they just stop running and they start throwing the ball. And then it just messes up everything. They end up losing or whatever. This Coach Kafka, I think whatever's working, they are willing to absolutely stick with. And so, here's one thing on that too, LLP, is this. The offense that we saw last season, it was ran out of necessity, okay? This is the talent that we have. It's limited. How can we get the best efficiency out of what we have right now, okay? And so everything was kind of built around that. Now, this season, it doesn't necessarily allow them to start throwing the bombs and stuff like that, 40-yard passes. Not that it doesn't. At least I think they have that they can do that. But what it does, it allows them to do a little. Think about somebody trying to cover Hyatt when he's in motion. Nobody's going to pick this kid up when he's running across the field in motion. They snap the ball, and then you bring in a receiver behind him or the tight end behind him after he's cleared out a spot. It doesn't always have to. Hyatt is not going to have to be the number one wide receiver. All he can be more effective in the beginning until he gets acclimated to the NFL game. That he can do some clearing out, and you can bring some of these skilled players, Saquon Barkley, Robinson, Darren Waller, you can bring those guys where he's just cleared out over into that space. So it's going to allow them to be much more creative. And then here's the thing. Once you clear out a space, and let's say you kind of pick that up and there's no one to throw to, well, you're going to have everyone down the field covered. But guess what? Mm-hmm. Daniel Jones has legs too. Now
this is a fact.
He's going, if he comes out of the backfield, now, and let's just say these guys pick up a block on the defenders, then these these third and eights, third and seven, stuff like that, I think these things will be easily picked up.
Yeah. Think you got anything to add to Country, what he's saying? I agree with everything.
I think he make a point with it. You know, even though for me, I'm like, they did get picked apart, but Dave also, damn,
that bird going
like
crazy. He don't like what the hell you got
in
to say.
That's the country bird, ain't it?
That's
the country bird. That's a cut. Yeah. Yeah, I know that shit. I know that shit, bro. Cause these motherfuckers be out here too, bro. Wilding, yo. But
bird telling you to
yeah,
pipe
like
down.
Saying, that's a fact. Like chill, bro. But yeah, like they did get picked apart. But it seemed like they be cool, you know. Now, that's in the players' department. I don't know about the coordinators. I know they got picked apart there, too. And like he said, there's going to be new nuances, new things put in this playbook that, you know, maybe it don't match well for these guys. So I'm not going to go on the limb like Country said and say that, you know, they're going to have the hangover. It might be a little hangover, maybe a little headache, you know what I'm saying? But I still think that they're going to be ones that finish off on top.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, what I did just see that we have not talked about is our week one matchup. Because, quite frankly, I didn't know if this was accurate or not. But it does look like we open up our season against the Cowboys. Sunday night football, 8:20 start. This is September 10th. How we feeling about that? We always open up with the Cowboys, but I think we're at home for this one. Well, we usually kind of open up on the road, but I ain't mad at that. I ain't mad at that at all.
I'll just say this, and then I'm gonna rock out. But my thing is, I'm a little bit tired of the opening with the Cowboys. You know what I'm saying? Over the so many years that we've done that. But since it is what it is. It's the NFL schedule. You got to play who they have on your schedule. It will be critical for us to get this win for a couple reasons. One, for confidence that we have built a winning, you know, we are on the right trajectory when we're saying we've got a winning football team. You've got a divisional opponent that you really need to get that win early, because we know the first game of the season, you know, the offenses aren't quite up to par. The defenses are a little bit hit of the offenses. Every player doesn't quite have their legs underneath them in terms of playing a whole NFL game. So it applies to both teams. But if we can catch them early in that season, hopefully we can get that win. And then I want to say this. I'll end with this right here. It's going to be critical that we get that week one win, but then also it's going to be critical that we come out the following week and follow that up with another win and not have a letdown week two, maybe by a lesser opponent, depending on who that is. And that's all I got, fellas, and I'm going to tap out and keep on listening.
No doubt, because we appreciate the love, man. Appreciate you coming through. Every Tuesdays and Thursdays here, we'll be here. And as we get moving along, things are definitely going to be rocking and rolling. A lot more topics, a lot more fun things to do. I did this thing a long time ago when we were originally on, where it was like build your own team. And I called it Who You Taking, but it was spelled in the fight form of the video game Taken. So I'm going to bring that back, and we kind of we dissect it, and we build our own Hall of Fame team, you know, Atwaters of the world, the Sweetnesses of the world. If we had a draft where we could pick Hall of Fame players to build our own team, Who You Taking?
So I'm going to bring that back in the next couple of months. So it should be fun. But we got a lot of things lined up for Shakedown in the AM. So I appreciate you, though. And you enjoy.
Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to take Steve Atwater, because if you got a receiver that's going to come across the middle, he ain't going to do it but one time. So
you know what
Atwater,
I'm saying?
Eat him alive, baby.
Yeah, yeah, that was fun when we did that. Absolutely. So I agree too. Steve Atwater was my dude.
I'm gonna tap in as much as I can, and so I just, you know, I'll be looking out for your updates. I'll probably go ahead and start an account with your platform that you have here, and that way I can tap in and chop it up with you guys. And I wish y'all much
Please
success,
too,
and I'll support you in any way I can.
Thank you.
Much appreciated.
Thank
you.
You
too, country. No doubt. No doubt. All right. We're country tapping in. And we got about 1 minute left here in the show. So we'll go ahead and get closing statements. Unless we want to keep it rocking and rolling, maybe, I don't know, start another one. Because I didn't, according to my brother, I didn't jump the gun way too early, so we probably got another hour left on some free time, and I'm free, so it's whatever. But as far as this particular show and the installment is concerned, it's coming to a close.
Like,
but we appreciate the listening.
Yeah. On the closing statement, hit the foot. It shuts down on the people. But even if we go further, you can go ahead and listen back, and you can hear the extra content. So that's the big thing about Blog Talk Radio that we all love so much going through the years. But look, man, happy that we back, man. This is great. Something else to tell y'all about the Blog Talk, but that's off air. But all in all, other than that, man, glad you held it down this morning. I guess we can call the first week the LRP week. You know what I mean? Call it the LRP hour. You know what I mean? Because my boy fucked it up today. And I'm gonna keep on letting you know you did it.
It's on me.
So it won't happen again. You know how when a child fuck up, you gotta let them know. You know, I ain't calling my boy a child, don't get twisted. But when a child fuck up, you gotta let him know he fucked up. Is it? So he won't do it again. Yeah, man. So yeah, man. Awesome shit, bro. Yeah, that's all I got for that.
Yeah, we're gone anyway.
But other than that, man, I'm mad that the NFL also dropped the ball with the fucking, yeah, you know I mean, Giants and the Jets on week one with September 11th. Like I said in the video, man, that's a fucking layup right there. Like, that was easy, bro. That's easy money. That's easy money. That shit would have been sold the fuck out. People from all over the world would have came to that motherfucking game, bro. What y'all talking about, man? What y'all doing? Y'all gonna give us Dallas again? Dallas? Come on, man. How many times you gotta open up the goddamn season facing these motherfuckers, man?
It's true. It's true. Because last year we opened up against Tennessee and kind of set a whole chain reaction of good things happening, and now we gotta open up with these funky ass Cowboys, knowing daggone well they be doing the crazy bad juju shit for us. But they whack now,
bro.
Anyways.
I feel like we match up well with them, so yeah, man. It should be a good game again, man. But that's the point of it, though, because for real, it's even for me, so it could go either way, and that's what I'm like, God damn it. But other than that, it got the Jets rumored to be at week 8, I believe. And then I think they put Green Bay on us on the Sunday night football tip or some shit.
Oh, yeah?
Let me see what it is real quick. See the rumor shit real quick.
Yeah, I just had it up too.
The Buffalo Bills on Sunday Night Football Week 6 is what they rumored to have us at. It's only a few games that they seem to have known or heard about that got leaked. So again, we already talked about the opener. They leaked that. They leaked the at Buffalo Bills Sunday Night Football Week 6, Week 8 against the Jets. Then on Monday Night Football, Week 14 against Green Bay. And then on another Monday Night Football, Week 16, on Christmas against the Eagles. So, you know, that comes out today at 8 o'clock. We will not be on air today at 8 o'clock. So what I need y'all to do is to go ahead and like and subscribe to the videos. Go ahead and subscribe to the Shakedown Sports Media Network. And on Friday, get ready. We'll be doing the scheduled release show that we did last year. That was pretty much fun. We got to predict what we saw happening. And I thought these boys was crazy. I thought they was out of their fucking mind. But obviously they wasn't, because they end up being, according to me, you know what I mean, some people can nitpick and say, oh, y'all was a game off. But according to me, y'all were right on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My bracket was alive all the way until that drive for five came to an end, which was in Philadelphia. But definitely the wild card in the playoffs was in the vision. I knew it was going to happen. I said, we're going to make it with Daniel Jones.
He said wild card. I think he said one and done, though, but he said wild card.
I did say one and done. With Dave Jones.
But, and I was like, he's out your mind. Ain't no way. I don't think Dave Jones can win four games. We're talking about fucking 10 games.
And there's still people thinking that we only going to win six.
Yeah, I heard a little haters, a little naysayers, but they minute, because a lot of us are saying 11 wins, 12 wins, Jake. And I'm like, all right, okay.
It got to happen, bro.
Breathe.
It got to happen. It's only right that we go take a step up. I don't see us taking a step back. They actually gonna put the dude on First Take. They got Little Dicky and big ass goddamn words on First Take. That's hilarious. I'm like, that dude needs to change his name, but dope as hell.
First Take. But other than that, bro, there's something else that I wanted to. I had a whole joint for the show. I know I'm going to talk about. Oh, yeah. So real quick, you know what I mean? The big Dexter Lawrence contract, you know, everybody's like, oh, yeah, 22 and a half, yeah. We all know that. And, yes, that's the average, what it averages out to, 22 and a half million a year. That's great also for him. For me, I still think that is a deal. That is a deal for that type of caliber of player. But going on to my point is that the first years is always the cheapest in these deals. Always the cheapest in these deals. So according to everybody, you know what I mean, that seems or knows the numbers now, we didn't have these numbers last week that we could tell y'all, but according to the statement, let's say that, the statement, Big Dex saved us almost $7 million, $6.5 million to be exact,
all right? Six of the past. You know what I mean? Added on to, we already had about 2 million. You know what I'm saying? So that's 8 million in the cap, enough to go ahead and sign them rookies. All right? So we good. So now, we can work on everybody else, bro. You know what I'm saying? We can work on everybody else. Beautiful thing.
Yep.
What do you feel about that, man? Six and a half.
I am definitely in favor of that. We can work on everybody else, i.e. Saquon Barkley. You know what I'm saying? This deal needs to get done. Y'all need to pay that man. If anybody goes back and looks at these games, which I have started to do just because I'm missing giant football and I got the opportunity to go back and watch the whole game, you know what I mean? And, man, y'all got to pay this dude, man. Y'all got to pay this dude. The offense moves. You finally got some pieces to move these 9 players out of the box. You got some linemen. You solidified this thing. You worked on the linemen. Only took you 2 years, and you finally got yourself a center. You got 2 5 bookends. Neil in his second year, I'm telling you, he's going to take an Andrew Thomas step forward. He has the pedigree to do it. You know, got some tremendous guard play coming up, hopefully. And I said it earlier, the Zudu and McKeithen. McKeithen is 335 pounds, man. It's like 6'5", 22 years old. Come on now. You know what I mean? The boy is primed and ready. That's my vision. I would love to have a Thomas, a Zudu, John Schmitty, and McKeithen, and Neil. What? And then interchangeable pieces. You know, even if they're not the starters, I know Bredesen and Golowski, maybe they're the two starters, you know, and then McKeithen or whatever, and the Zudu come up. But either way, you got yourself a nice young line with good rotational pieces, good depth. Sign Saquon Barkley, get this thing rolling. This team could be absolutely dangerous. The Shaolin and the Wu-Tang can be dangerous. Do you think your Wu-Tang sword can defeat me? I like to try your Wu-Tang style. Let's begin then. And bring the motherfucking ruckus.
I can dig it, bro. Also, what I had was Ocho Cinco is going off to the media, to anybody that got some words and to say about Jalin Hyatt. He's saying you're a fucking fool and a fucking lazy analyst and say that this kid is limited in his route. Ocho said the boy can run all the routes. He said y'all are silly with it. And he wants y'all to take a look week one and watch the boy because he's saying the boy is going to be special. The best in this class is what Ocho Cinco said. What are you thinking? How you feeling about what Ocho Cinco is talking about?
Hey, I love it. You know what I'm saying? You know, to have a guy of that caliber, especially have that kind of influence with his words and what he says, his presence in social media and his presence in football. Hey, I love it. You know what I'm saying? For him to come out and offer, you know what I mean? It would be different if they asked him and then just said that. But for him to see the tomfoolery on his own, in the chicanery and come out and be like, yo, nah, y'all all fucked up. This dude ain't that. This dude is him, and y'all need to put some respect on his name. For him to offer that, it's high praise, Nicolas Cage. You know what I'm saying? And I like it. I love it. Continue to do it, and you know what I mean? And for him, even for Jalin Hyatt, because, you know, of course that hit his, you know, team and his ears, and shoot, all I need to see next is a video, you know what I'm saying, of the build and the process and the tutelage. And I don't even need to see it, but it would be nice to see. I would say that, you know what I mean? That would be dope.
for them to get together sometime in the offseason, may have a little 5-second TikTok short and be like, oh, shit, Jalen Hyatt hanging out with Ocho. You know what I mean? So I love it, man. You got to love it.
Yeah, definitely. I think he definitely should. But he goes to Ocho Cinco, and even, you know what I mean, pick up anything, even if it's from a conversation. You know what I'm saying? I hope that y'all will practice and he'll teach you some things on that field. But even in the conversation, bro, you can learn something from a guy like that that's been in the league, that's been successful in the league. That's, you know what I mean, made corners and DBs look silly. I still remember who can cover 85 in 2005 or some shit like that, right? Oh, my God. I'm like, oh, that man is crazy, bro. Like, you know what I mean? That's the mocky, the swag that I hope that Jalen Hyatt has. Like, bro, I'm gonna put all y'all names on my motherfucking book and my list, and I'm gonna check it off every time I knock y'all motherfuckers out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I want Jalen Hyatt to have that type of mystique or mantra about him. And like I said, if he can go into the field and learn something from Ocho Cinco, because Ocho Cinco was serious with them routes too. He'll make them more crisp.
I love, you know, one of my favorite things I love from him is whenever him and Deion Sanders get together. It's like, oh God, it's just gold. neither one of them do shit. They just talking shit and lining up. It's like, where your foot? Move your foot back. Move your foot. He's like, oh, I'm going to get you. I'm going to kill y'all for this one. You know, they just be going off. And to be around that kind of that energy, even for Hodgins, though, I throw in Hodgins in there. Especially Hodgins got that dog in him, man. You know what I mean? Because of his road and his journey. When he was catching them passes, even in game, he was going at folks. You know what I mean? I think it was one game. I think it was the Eagles, as a matter of fact. He was going at Slay. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo. You know what I mean? I'm here. So, you know, that energy, that confidence, Hyatt getting around Hodgins, even at his young age, because both of them are hungry. I'm going to call them the light-skinned connection. And I know we off air now, and a lot of people may not be paying attention to that, but it just popped in my head just now with Hodgins.
They're going to go back.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? But that's the light skin connection I'm looking forward to see right there. Them two brothers. And then, you know, Easy Chosen One brought up Waller, best tight end in the NFC East. You know what I mean? And got the best running back in the NFC East. Potentially, especially if Tibbs and everybody, I don't know about the best pass rusher yet, but they definitely got the potential to take that title, especially if they take a huge leap forward. That front four, we coming, man. New York Giants, gorillas out here. We ain't trying to hop in and hop out like that, you know what I mean? I'm about to get on your type of time because I already know what you was doing, so I'm about to join you.
Yeah, I've been doing that since I got up on this motherfucker.
I couldn't do it. I'm kind of mad at myself that I jumped the gun because I had the opportunity to potentially have that before I got started. But
you
now,
know what I'm
now I got to get on the show.
Yeah, man.
So,
yeah.
Then I
God was trying to warn you, bro. God was trying to warn you. Like, yo, just go ahead and roll the butt, yo. He got it.
No
doubt. He was like, nah, I don't think he do, man. He's still asleep. I'm going to do it anyway.
Now I know. Thursdays, you got it. And if you don't, let me know the night before. On Tuesdays, I'll start it up. But on Thursdays, you start it up, and I'll just be here.
Gotcha, bro.
So, all right, peoples. Well, hey, Shakes, go ahead and do what you do, brother.
The first week. first week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, that was, I'm just, you know, happy that, you know, we back on this platform. It seems like it's more accessible for the fans to interact with us and call in and come on in, because all you got to do is just use your phone. You don't got to do all the app shit. You ain't got to be like, oh, my shit about to die. I can't even use that app. It's going to die on me. Like, you ain't got to do all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you motherfucker, use your phone. Call it just like you're calling anybody else. You call it like you're calling your mama. You know what I'm saying? Like you're calling your mama. You know what I'm saying? And just come on and talk some giant football with us, man. Definitely not going to hold us too long, though. Yeah, man. But I definitely wanted to get my because I had all that shit mapped out for the day, bro. I'm like, all right, I know it's on me, so I'm going to set it up. You know what I mean? I'm going to be prepared today. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be prepared today. I'm going to knock these boys out the body. They think I'm going to be all late. And they'll be fun to watch. Man. I'm like, yo, I text you like, yo, 3 minutes, yo, 3 minutes. I looked on the goddamn blog. I was like,
motherfuckers already on. I said, what am I going to do with my brothers?
Like, oh, my God. Why? And the crazy part is, right, and that's the reason why I'm so, like, you know, I guess I'll take the approach I'm taking with it. You know, it's all in fun. You know what I mean? I'm not really seriously mad at you, but you know how, like, I deal with that shit all the time with my fucking nephew, bro. Like, all the time. Like, cause as you know of me, I'm very chill, laid back, relaxed. I'm like, everything will just flow, okay? It will flow. My nephew don't give a fuck about none of that, all right? He don't give a fuck about no flow, no nothing. He don't care, okay? He's like, fuck that. Let's get it going. Let's go. I don't care. Let's do it. And he will jump the gun like a motherfucker. He don't care. He fuck up. He will get that whole, you know what I mean? Can I get a juice? All right, wait a minute for a second. All right, I got you. Okay. Next thing you know, he's doing it, and the juice is all over the goddamn counter, all right? That's my damn nephew, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. When you said it, I'm like, oh, no, the goddamn dumping of the gun again. Goddamn. You know what I mean? It's like PTSD. Yeah, like PTSD. I'm dealing with this shit all the time with this little motherfucker. So, yeah, man, I got to deal with it with my boys, too. Like, oh, no, no, not again.
I know you ain't really mad. I feel, you know, and I was like, you did it, so you fuck up.
No, it's
all good. First week, man, and we appreciate all the listeners. Make sure you download, and like I said, we'll be Shakedown Sports Podcast presents in the AM, baby. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're here giving you what you need on the radio. You know what I'm saying? So call in. The number to call in for the downloads after you listen to this, 563-999-3611. Let us take you to heaven. Pollinate your earbuds.
Hey, I also want to give out, you know, me mentioning them, and I always mention them throughout the years because they mean so much to me. I don't have kids of my own, so they are my substitute, and I raised these boys like they was my own. So I want to shout out Kamori, my youngest nephew, King Kamori. The boy is 7 going on 77. You know what I'm saying? 77. No, seriously, man. The boy listens to songs I barely even know. You know what I'm saying? We talk about songs from the 70s, the 80s, 90s. He's just an old fucking soul, bro. The way he talk, the way he deal with things. You know what I mean? He's a grown man. So I mentioned him and shout him out because... yeah, man, he's a beast, though. But I mentioned him because he has a YouTube channel as well. Yeah, mm-hmm. He has a YouTube channel as well. King Kamari. If y'all want to check it out, just go ahead and check out my little nephew's page, man. His YouTube channel. He has a video that has a thousand views. Yeah, yeah.
No doubt. Shout out to King. What's going on, nephew? I've been doing big things. I see you, boy.
Yeah, trying to follow in his own footsteps. So, shout out to him, man. I love you, boy.
It's a family fair, baby. Add him on to the Neat Media Network. We a whole juggernaut out here.
That's a fact, and that brings me to where I was. Why I thought about that is because El Jefe had tweeted out a phrase. Me and his interview, I told him, I said, it's one thing and it's awesome to have a dad that's in their child's lives. You know what I'm saying? That's awesome, man, because, you know, not a lot is, you know. But not only that, but you implement them and include them into what you're doing. And I think that's an awesome fucking thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, that gets me and makes me say, all right, you know what? I'm gonna throw my little nephews on some shit too, man. So I'm gonna implement them in some shit too, man. So y'all look out for my little nephew coming through on Shakedown Media Network soon, all right? So yeah, man, I'm gonna do that, man. Practice what I preach.
No doubt. That's what's up, man. And that's a good message, too. Shouts out to you. Shouts out to you and El Jefe with the revival. Shouts out to them boys doing big things and great things over there, as they always do. Vibes and Mr. Glass Half Full. Spiro, if you're nasty, as Mr. Vibes would say. But the revival, definitely fans. And we are fans of them. No, I love what those brothers do. And shouts out to Big Stars and Day Uno again, and Mello, the Big Blue Knockout, that Spaces is going to be starting now. I know we ain't live no more, but y'all definitely make sure y'all check out them on the Twitter Spaces. Follow, give us a follow, either Chosen One, Black Freezy on the ones and twos, all the delectable beats and all the production that you heard today was definitely that brother, our brother, Black Freezy, they rock. Shouts out the country coming through. Old Shakedown crew, the fans, people, y'all been rocking with us. First weekend, baby. We in the books. It's real poet, Shakes Montana. This way, my brother. Nacho in the box with cheese as well. I ain't forget about you, Nacho. You my brother, man. Even though I want your sons to get bounced the hell of these daggone playoffs, because I don't like BDB, but that's the thing.
BDB. Same old Pam out here. But, but yeah, definitely going to shut it down on that note, man. But again, man, make sure y'all tune in on Tuesdays. What time on Tuesdays, LLP?
It'll be 9 a.m. Central, Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Central Time. 8 a.m. Central Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Tuesdays.
You see, now, all right. Now, I'm going to say my part, right? But before I say my part, right?
I think I just said
Central
twice.
Yeah, right. But it's all good. They understand. They understand what you're talking about. You know what I mean? But this is my part, right? This is my thing. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, you know, y'all just heard LLP when what time we're going to be going on Tuesday. So y'all make sure. 8 Central, 9 Eastern, okay? 8 Central, 9 Eastern. Shakedown AM on Tuesday. Tuesdays, okay? And it's the reason why I said that shit louder, all right? Because on Thursdays, I'm not doing that, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not doing that, bro.
9 o'clock in the morning, bro. You know what I'm saying?
9 o'clock, dude.
Wake your ass
cold
up.
Cold not even off my eyes yet, bro. Cold not even off my eyes yet, dog. Hell no. So on Thursdays, okay, Thursdays, it will be 10 Central, 11 Eastern time, right? Y'all get that in y'all heads, bro, because it ain't no way. It ain't no way on my day that I'm going that goddamn early. There ain't no way.
That's not early.
Motherfuckers wake up for a job. Yeah, listen, listen. The first shift of a job is what?
6 a.m.
No, it ain't. No, it ain't. When people say you got a job, what do they say?
I don't know. What do they say?
See, he having a brain fart. Let me help my brother, all right? They say you have a 9 to 5, right? A 9 to 5. That means that's the first. That's the first. That's too early, bro. Too early. It's the reason why I don't motherfucking got a goddamn job right now and I'm going for my goddamn career. 9 to 5. This motherfucker wants me to wake up and do a show. You crazy, bro.
Wake your ass up. Enjoy all these airwaves.
Crazy, bro. All right. So, yeah, please join us Tuesday, 9 p.m. Damn, 9 p.m. 9 a.m. Eastern time. And on Thursdays, 11 a.m. Eastern time, Eastern time. All right? And that's about it for today's show. Make sure y'all tune in next week for the Shakedown AM. Make sure y'all tune in for the Shakedown DMV tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern time. And then backing that up, following that with the regular Shakedown Sports Podcast at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Please join us. Get geared up. Let's talk some scheduling and shit. Let's get ready, man. Let's predict. Let's get our prediction on. Let's get our kill. Join me now for a free reading. Join me now.
Join me now for your free readout.
Hey, bro, all this time, real quick, bro, I didn't know she was fake, bro.
For real?
You ain't know neither?
I knew she was fake.
You know she was fake?
I knew she was out here selling whole wolf tickets.
I ain't found this out till this year, bro. Or maybe even last year. Like in the summer or something like that. But bro, like,
for real? That's hilarious.
Like, for real, bro. Bro, I just found it out, bro. Like, she was fake? Oh, man.
Like, no, Miss Cleo. No, not Miss
no,
Cleo.
It ain't so, bro. I grew up on her, bro.
She be knowing real shit with the bones in the cards.
And you know what, bro? I was a little boy when I was watching this. I, you know what I mean? Like, I understood, but didn't understand. You know what I'm saying? Like, I seen shit, but didn't understand really as an adult. You know what I mean? So, now that I go back and when I watched it and they were telling me how, you know, it was a whole YouTube video out of it of how she was fake. And then I'm watching it and I'm like, oh, wow. She was phony as fuck. That's crazy.
That's
crazy. Yeah. Call me now. But if you need it, please get the Cleo on tomorrow. Get the Cleo on tomorrow, man, with the fake predictions and shit, all right?
No doubt.
And like we always say around this town, don't expect y'all agree with me. I mean, damn, so expect y'all understand. Understand? Don't get shook up because you keep shit live. This is Take Down with the New York Times on that job. And we out of there. Take away, LLC.
Yo, yo, y'all just miss you. Yeah, shouts out to Eat a Chosen One. I know he couldn't get back with us. I think he's still on the phone, though. But,
yeah, he's still here.
He's still here if you want to go ahead and say something before we bounce. 5, 4, 3, 2.
All right. Y'all just been shook up by the shakedown, and we out of here. Peace.
Good night.